I clamped the weapon back into its harness so I could lift her with both arms. I had lost the armor on my left arm and a lot of the flesh underneath, but my non-organic parts were still working. Another burst of commands from the governor module came through, and I back-burnered it without bothering to decode them. Baradwaj, not having non-organic parts and not as easily repaired as me, was definitely a priority here, and I was mainly interested in what the med system was trying to tell me on the emergency feed. But first, I needed to get her out of the crater. During all this, Volescu was huddled on the churned-up rock, losing his shit, not that I was unsympathetic. I was far less vulnerable in this situation than he was, and I wasn't exactly having a great time either. I said, "Dr. Volescu, you need to come with me now." He didn't respond. Med system was advising a trank shot and blah, 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 but I was clamping one arm on Dr. Baradwaj's suit to keep her from bleeding out and supporting her head with the other. And despite everything, I only have two hands. I told my helmet to retract so he could see my human face. If the hostile came back and bit me again, this would be a bad mistake, because I did need the organic parts of my head. I made my voice firm and warm and gentle and said, "Dr. Volescu, it's going to be fine, okay? But you need to get up and come help me get her out of here." That did it. He shoved to his feet and staggered over to me, still shaking. I turned my good side toward him and said, "Grab my arm, okay? Hold on." He managed to loop his arm around the crook of my elbow, and I started up the crater, towing him, holding Baradwaj against my chest. Her breathing was rough and desperate, and I couldn't get any info from her suit. Mine was torn across my chest, so I upped the warmth on my body, hoping it would help. The feed was quiet now, Mensa having managed to use her leadership priority to mute everything but med system and the hopper, and all I could hear on the hopper feed was the others frantically shushing each other. The footing on the side of the crater was lousy, soft sand and loose pebbles, but my legs weren't damaged, and I got up to the top with both humans still alive. Volescu tried to collapse, and I coaxed him away from the edge a few meters, just in case whatever was down there had a longer reach than it looked. I didn't want to put Baradwaj down because something in my abdomen was severely damaged, and I wasn't sure I could pick her up again. I ran my field camera back a little and saw I had gotten stabbed with a tooth, or maybe a cilia. Did I mean a cilia, or was that something else? They don't give murder bots decent education modules on anything except murdering, and even those are the cheap versions. I was looking it up in Hub System's language center when the little hopper landed nearby. I let my helmet seal and go opaque as it settled on the grass. We had two standard hoppers, a big one for emergencies, and this little one for getting to the assessment locations. It had three compartments, one big one in the middle for the human crew, and two smaller ones to each side for cargo, supplies, and me. Mensa was at the controls. I started walking, slower than I normally would have because I didn't want to lose Volescu. As the ramp started to drop, Pin Lee and Arada jumped out, and I switched to voice comm to say, "Dr. Mensa, I can't let go of her suit." It took her a second to realize what I meant. She said hurriedly, "That's all right. Bring her up into the crew cabin." Murderbots aren't allowed to ride with the humans, and I had to have verbal permission to enter. With my cracked governor, there was nothing to stop me, but not letting anybody, especially the people who held my contract, know that I was a free agent was kind of important. Like not having my organic components destroyed and the rest of me cut up for parts, important. I carried Baradwaj up the ramp into the cabin, where Oversay and Rati were frantically unclipping seats to make room. They had their helmets off and their suit hoods pulled back, so I got to see their horrified expressions when they took in what was left of my upper body through my torn suit. I was glad I had sealed my helmet. This is why I actually like riding with the cargo. Humans and augmented humans in close quarters with murderbots is too awkward. At least it's awkward for this murderbot. I sat down on the deck with Baradwaj in my lap, while Pin Lee...